Hello, Largo High School. This is Adam Hall. October 17th, 2015 at the Tampa Bay Fall Music Games. I come to you from St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm a part of the Central States Judges Association panel evaluating your performance today. We will be taking care of individual music. I hope to give you some helpful comments and best wishes on a great show.
This is our infant universe. Everything that will ever exist, everything that will ever happen, all begins here, within this tiny bundle of energy.
Okay, I'm sampling our mixed instruments over on sign one, clarinet, trumpet, trombone. Just listening to individual trumpet sounds right now, digging the staccato nature consistency, even though it's random sounds. Also appreciate the individual tone quality getting out of those staccatos. Getting just a little bit of fuzz coming out of the low range of the trombones in that random staccato section right there. So let's see if we can get a big short burst of air and get as much tone out of our staccatos as we can. Mostly consistent crescendo in the small group I'm in front of right now in terms of dynamic pacing. Could use maybe a little bit more about the clarinet and the trumpet next to the clarinet in that section. Also, let's make sure we look at if there's a change of tone as we crescendo, if we get a little edge to our sound, or if we keep that warm sound with our warm air streams as we're playing. Let's watch our phrasing there. Let's make sure we find that release point all together. Like the piccolo blend and the mix of woodwinds that I'm seeing right here. Not overpowering, but with a really nice colorful high color on there. I tried to make it back for the percussion feature, sorry. Yeah, a little bit dirty on the tap level of the snare drums there. Appreciate the paradiddle triplet roll vocabulary. Yeah, that was better. Good. Let's just agree on the tap height. I like the individual tone quality of the tap height and the accent tap interpretation. Just make sure we're listening for timing and height. Make sure we're all consistent on the tap level. I've had a couple of phrases where we're having trouble initiating together, breathing in time. Are we taking a quarter note breath? Are we taking a half note breath? Are we taking a whole note breath? Lots of discrepancies. Where the pulse is. I could, maybe if it's an attention to the drum major thing, I'm just kind of looking over it. Some eyes in our flute, saxophone, clarinet section right now. Not many eyes up on the drum major. Or it could also be a listening point definition. Issue, if, since they're up in front, maybe they're not supposed to be watching, instead listening back for timing for another defined section. A few different interpretations of style and the baritones and the trumpets in terms of marcato versus tenuto or accent. Let's watch, check tuning there, baritones. Going for that loud volume, some of us are blowing just a little bit flat. Are we separating the dotted quarter notes in a march style, or are we playing legato? I think for the written music, I think there's some opportunities for some individual expression and musicianship maybe aren't there, like following and shaping the phrase higher and lower with the highness and lowness of pitch. Even though I wasn't completely in front of the section, let's make sure side two over there and tubas, trumpets mixed up, make sure mixed ensemble there, make sure we're finding the release point of the end of that release together. Kind of questioning the vertical alignment between the marimba and the vibraphone right now, just in terms of their scalar passages. Now we're locked in there. Good. single alternating stroke, double lateral stroke technique at a pretty strong level right now. Also control of zones, pretty good right now, creating a nice tone quality on the mallet instruments. Appreciate that. I think we need just a little bit more air support in our tenor sax player right now. Not quite getting that same warm projecting tone quality that we're getting from the alto saxes. It's also on the alto saxes, so let's make sure the visual does not affect the musical. Once we had that step off with your long tones, I could definitely hear some ground in the sound at that time. So make sure you sound the same premium level that you sound when you're standing still as you do on the move. Sound pretty good standing still. I just need a little bit more on that lower divisi in the baritone as compared to the upper divisi of the trombones there at the end of that phrase. Yeah, really strong playing standing still. I don't know if it's an intentional expression thing, but I'm hearing just a little bit of blossoming sound in terms of phrasing and support. I'm hearing kind of a wah 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 wah. Wonderful control of intonation and pitch as we decrescendoed. Hey, huge compliment to our little brass players there. Yeah, let's check the left hands on that upper manual, lower manual, single independent roll on the mallets. Awesome, aggressive style. Yeah, bass is slamming it. Downbeat up, teep tap fives, yep. Oop. A little sloppy there on those right-hand doubles. Strong vocabulary, though. Just kind of revisit an earlier comment, make sure we're agreeing on where the tap height is. Yeah, really high-demand musical vocabulary, very cool. We've maintained sound quality as we did the crossovers. I appreciate that. Yeah, a little questionable stuff on some of those unison spaces. Cool, so I think your overall understanding of roll bass is strong on that long roll. It's just the diddle interpretation, the space of the diddle after the initial first stroke of the diddle is a little bit questionable right now. Yeah, I like how the clarinet saxophone took over the counter melody there, keeping the music pushing. I like that. Probably use a little bit less from the sustained sound to get out of their way so that melodic fragment could come through a little bit more. Open up those twos, bass drums. I really like and appreciate the just the technique and range of note that the tubas are showing in terms of range and overall control they have. I just make sure we're getting the sustained sound that we're thinking tuning, we're hearing the pitch in our head before we're playing. Let's keep that warm, hot air going on the upper range there, women's scalar passage. Bum, 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 bum. Start getting a little thin in terms of tone quality and pinched, leads to intonation problems. And just in the middle of where I was standing, in the middle of the field, not quite balanced in terms of energy from player to player within the winds. Maybe there's a little bit of stamina and fatigue issues for our saxophone clarinet players up there in the front, middle, in front of the battery. Definitely slamming unison pattern at the end there, bump, bump, bump. Just to make sure snare drums that we're agreeing on the interpretation of the grace note and our flam figures, flam tap figures, in terms of what the space is, and also what the height of the grace note is, whether we're using molar stroke technique or a rigid up-down, like some height to 3-inch interpretation. I appreciate the variety of music that I've been seeing. Definitely had some staging demands on the music with the visual program, and so that's some things to work out there, but especially in the first movement, but overall handled those staging demands well from a musical standpoint. Big things to for our checkpoints here is in terms of wins, checking phrasing, releases, some strong moments, some weak moments. Also make sure we're sustaining our sound with good toning and tune through all those phrases. Make sure we're balancing tone quality within families of instruments. Mentioned saxophone, alto saxophone, tenor saxophone, getting that warm sound quality out. Let's see, percussion checking striking zone areas on the independent rolls in the left hand to start. I think it was the last movement of your show. Percussion wise, checking grace note interpretation and also tap height interpretation on roll figures. And big compliments to tubas showing off pretty great range of technique and embouchure strength in the range of notes that they were playing. So I hope these comments are helpful to you. Hope these observations are helpful to you, and best wishes to you down the road. Thank you.